This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is facing a series of great crises, one of them involving possible war with Iran, one of them involving a porous border south of the United States, where every attempt to try to ameliorate that situation seems to be blocked by politics and political considerations. And then there is the ongoing struggle for the presidential nomination, particularly on the Republican side. There is one of the most powerful columns I have read on the subject of what remains of the fight for the Republican nomination. Not surprisingly, it's written by the great George F. Will, perhaps the most distinguished, certainly the most established and necessary of the conservative columnists. He has a piece under the heading, "Haley is the last candle fending off darkness," and she's fired up. George, congratulations on the column, and thank you for joining us on the Medved Show.
Glad to be with you.
You talk about the last candle fending off darkness. What's the nature of the darkness that Americans should fear most?
Well, you can agree or disagree with the idea that another Trump presidency would be calamitous. I happen to think so. Other people don't. I respect their judgments. There is, however, something else, which is that here we're barely in the top half of the first inning of the game of nominating a president, and two people are ardent that they want Trump declared the winner right now. One is Donald Trump and the other is Joe Biden. Now, do Republican voters have any question as to why those who are supporting Trump are also doing the work that Joe Biden wants done? Second, there's just something unseemly about calling the game this early, and something gallant about refusing to let it happen, which Nikki Haley is doing. You know, there's a great G.K. Chesterton novel called The Napoleon of Notting Hill, in which he says right at the beginning, voters play a game called Stump the Prophet. The poll takers or the experts say over and over again that the game is over, that something's inevitable, and voters hate inevitability, just hate it. So I think that they'd like to see this go on. And you say, well, what's the point? Everyone knows Donald Trump. No one's undecided about Donald Trump. Well, there's more information to be learned. Let's see how, under the pressure of his many legal problems and the pressure of Nikki Haley's increasingly acerbic campaign, and the pressure of him, Mr. Strongman, having to fend off a woman, and particularly a woman saying, why is he afraid to get on the stage with me? And if he's afraid of me, what's he going to do with Vladimir Putin and President Xi? So there's more to be learned, and there's gallantry to be seen. So let's keep the game going.
And one of the things you point out, which many people haven't, is some of the successes that were conservative successes, core issues that most of those of us who call ourselves conservatives, issues that we believe in, that Nikki Haley made progress in during her term and a half as governor of South Carolina. Speak for just a moment about why not just Donald Trump is problematic as a candidate for president, partially because he'd be spending more time in courtrooms than in the halls of power in Washington, D.C. Nikki Haley was a remarkable governor because...
She was a remarkable governor because, largely because of her, not just, but largely because of her, no state in the United States has changed more and more for the better than South Carolina has in recent decades. I stress the more for the better because California perhaps has changed more, but it's all for the worse. She has presided over South Carolina becoming a part of the boom in the southeastern part of the United States. She recognized the great asset they have in the port of Charleston and linked South Carolina with the world economy. Volvo, Mercedes, BMW, five plants making tires down there. The largest BMW plant in the world is in South Carolina right now. It's one of the reasons why unemployment is under 5%. Sorry, under 3% at this point. So it seems to me we generally ought to pick our presidents, not from the Senate, where they do sort of theatrical performative politics, but pick your presidents from executives, the way we used to, more often than not. For years, we picked mostly governors. Let's get back to doing that because they've had the relevant executive experience.
And people would say, well, what about all the executive experience that President Trump achieved during his dramatic, some would say melodramatic, 4 years as president? What about that experience? What should warn us or concern us about that?
Well, just remember it. I mean, as Nikki Haley says, chaos follows him. And do we want more of that? People say, well, he achieved things. Well, yes, look, he nominated judges. He didn't create the vacancies. They were created by other things. He filled the vacancies by taking judicial nominees off lists provided by the Federalist Society, as any Republican president would do. Yes, he cut taxes. He cut the corporate tax rate. Good heavens, Barack Obama wanted to cut the corporate tax rate. So what distinguishes Mr. Trump is what the country might at this point be getting a little tired of. You know, when DeSantis first entered the race, some of his people said, DeSantis gives you Trump without the crazy. But it's the crazy that many Trump supporters like. And it's the crazy that I think an enormous number of Americans are exhausted by and, frankly, embarrassed by. I mean, do we really want to put into Lincoln's chair someone who dashes around the country referring to his last opponent standing, Nikki Haley, as bird brain? I mean, just can we not be embarrassed by this?
Well, he also wants to have them do a cognitive test, sort of comparatively. But as she points out, he doesn't want to participate in the debate.
What's a cognitive test? I mean, this is a man who said that Biden might get us into World War II. This is a man who said that Nikki Haley, who was thousands of miles away from the Capitol on January 6th, that she was in charge of security in the Capitol, a former governor.
And that she turned down 10,000 offered National Guardsmen.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think Nancy Pelosi didn't turn that down either, did she? I mean, this
no,
is...
No. But I mean, that's the point. This is all just noise from the former president.
Okay, there is more noise in a prospect because this campaign is not over. That is the theme that George Will writes about. I also want to speak with him a little bit about the border bill. Is the border bill such a danger to the Republic that it should be stopped and should in the process endanger the survival of an independent Ukraine? We will get back to that and to more with the great George Will coming up on the MedVet Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Join at MichaelMedVid.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In his column about Nikki Haley and her fighting mood in South Carolina, points out some things that most people don't know and should. One is that she has described herself, a street fighter in heels, spoiling for a fight. She is approved, however, by 76%. Of South Carolina voters who say they have a positive impression of her. They remember that Haley earned the enmity of the state's political establishment by enforcing transparency. Before she did, only 8% of the House and 1% of the Senate decisions were by recorded votes. Calling herself a happy warrior, looking inexplicably rested, and exuding an exuberant pugnacity, she is wagering that Trump cannot keep his composure for 4 weeks. That wager looks like it might be solid, no?
Well, it's a reasonable wager. The fact is, Donald Trump is easy to needle, and when needled, he loses control of himself. The idea of this slender woman with, slender person with two X chromosomes needling this guy who's so proud of how tough he is, well, let's just wait and see how he bears up under this. The question really for South Carolina voters and for Republicans voters generally is, how badly do they want to beat Joe Biden? Because every poll indicates that while Trump may be a little bit ahead now, it's basically within the margin of errors. You put Biden up against Haley, and she would start off about 15 points ahead. It would be a semi-landslide you could count on. So the question is, do they want to win, or do they just enjoy being naughty and rallying around the crazy?
What do you believe is going to be necessary to get people to recognize something you emphasize in your column, which is that in South Carolina, and in fact in most of the states leading up through Super Tuesday, independents, people who are registered independents, can vote in the Republican primary. Do you know offhand what percentage of South Carolina is actually registered independents who could vote on the Republican side?
I do not, but if memory serves at all, I think it's one-third, one-third, one-third in South Carolina. And what's interesting is that independents, everybody knows this, Michael. Everyone knows that this election is going to be decided by independents. Largely by independents in the suburbs, particularly by independent, college-educated women in the suburbs. Now, ask yourself, who are they more apt to vote for, Donald Trump or Nikki Haley, one of themselves? It answers itself.
And in terms of answering themselves, what do you think about the current decision by the Republican High Command and the House to block a border bill, which also means blocking any approval of emergency aid to Ukraine. What are we doing?
Well, it's 1938, Michael. We're just throwing away a country, sacrificing a country in order to buy what an illusion of peace. The border bill, leave aside the linkage with Ukraine, the border bill itself is necessary to stop the hemorrhaging at the border. This is a national calamity. Never in the history of American polling, and probably never in American history, has immigration, particularly the porous border, been the leading issue as it is today in the United States. Now, there are a number of Republicans who say whatever would help Biden, whatever would please Biden, we're against. At some point, you have to think of the country, and you have to listen to the people. The people are, at the top of their lungs, they're saying, we have lost an essential attribute of national sovereignty, which is control of the borders. Now, the Donald Trump kind of people say, well, we're all for national sovereignty. We don't like international agreements. We don't like foreigners very much. Well, if you like national sovereignty, you have to take a good compromise. Of course, you're going to compromise. That's life. You're going to take a compromise and move on the border.
And the argument against that would be it takes away the biggest issue against Biden.
And the funny thing, Michael, is that the left wants the issue also. The center in this country, a broad center, wants to address the issue. The certain kind of semi-so-called conservative wants the border to be porous because they like the turmoil. They think it helps them. and certain kinds of progressives like the turmoil because they don't believe in borders, because they think that the left is in an interesting position. They say America's a hateful, racist, awful place, yet millions of people are dying, literally dying, to get here and get into it, and most of them are people of color. The left is deranged, and the right is cynical.
Speaking about the cynical right, I'm sure as a historian, you listened to President Trump's evaluation suggesting that more than Abraham Lincoln, he has been the president of the United States who has been most harshly treated, most unfairly treated. Your comment on his Lincoln comparison?
Oh, I think it reveals what we already knew, which is his firm grasp of American history. I mean, he knows nothing about this stuff. It's just noise. I will do many things for my country and my profession of journalism. I am not going to minutely analyze nonsensical opinions from a man whose only thought is how can he elevate himself above Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, Eisenhower, etc. It's just tiresome.
I pointed out that his claim that he has been the worst treated of any president in our history, the one who has had the most hostility to deal with that, and the only two presidents he could compare to that were Lincoln and Jackson. And I pointed out that Lincoln and Jackson had one attribute that showed both of them that Donald Trump doesn't have, is they all both got reelected.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And they even carried the popular vote. Think of that.
Right. Correct. Twice. George Will, his column, which is brilliant and inspiring, it actually made my morning to read it. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Nikki Haley is in a fighting mood in South Carolina. And George Will always is in a fighting mood when it comes to the patriotic dedication to the United States of America. Godspeed, Mr. Will. We will be right back on the MedVed Show with the latest on the border bill fiasco. Coming up.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will be present at the dignified transfer of the soldiers who lost their lives in a drone attack in Jordan. John Kirby, national security spokesman, informed reporters that Biden has spoken with the families of three fallen service members Tuesday. Kirby noted that the president conveyed the nation's pride in their service. House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging in the Senate is motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
But that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. The first and most important job of the federal government is to protect its citizens. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson said the deal under negotiation is inadequate. Unexpectedly recent data showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report on Tuesday, there were 9 million job openings in December. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, we are still, believe it or not, some 10 months away from Election Day. And does that mean that everything is going to be subsidiary to and subservient, frankly, to the needs of the two partisan contestants for the presidency of the United States? Of course, it's not down to two contestants yet because there's still Nikki Haley there. As George Will made emphatically and eloquently clear. But right now, the idea that the Republicans in the House of Representatives are abandoning a border bill that could, Republicans and Democrats agree, actually help to improve the situation at the border. It will not cure it. It's not the President of the United States reaching under the Resolute desk and pulling the secret lever and saying, boom, now we've sealed the border. It's not like that. And by the way, President Biden made some stupid comments in which he promised that he was going to close the border, as if it's like closing a door. It's not. It's more complicated than that. But you can do better. You can improve the situation, and you can send a clearer message to try to discourage other people from disregarding our immigration laws and simply crossing our border on their own initiative. But the idea that somehow all of this should prevent some kind of compromise that could move us closer to the border security that both sides, all sides, say that we want and need. This is extraordinarily destructive. And the House Democrats, the caucus chair, Pete Aguilar, and this is clip two, had this to say about the Republicans who have very directly, like Steve Daines, the senator from North Dakota, has been very open and direct saying that it is because President Trump does not want them to reach a compromise that would actually improve the situation on the border, the Republicans will go along with him. And this drew that the response from Pete Aguilar, the Democrat and chairman of the Democratic caucus, clip two.
We also know that we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform. I joked last time that at this podium that the House and Senate Republicans need to get on the same page when one chamber is negotiating with Secretary Mayorkas while the other chamber is leading his impeachment inquiries. Well, they got their marching orders. MAGA Republicans in the House and Senate are walking away from a bipartisan deal that would strengthen border security, support Israel, and help Ukraine stop Putin's march through Europe, because Donald Trump ordered them to do so. In a shameful display of partisanship, they are abdicating the responsibility to solve problems on behalf of the American people. Even Mitch McConnell has surrendered to Vladimir Putin, and he surrendered to Donald Trump. The floor speeches, the photo ops, the constant attacks from Republicans were always done in bad faith. And now everyone can see that this was never about securing the border. This was never about migrants. And this was never about protecting our country. Just like the baseless impeachments and everything else the MAGA Republicans have pretended to care about, it has always been about helping Donald Trump become president again.
Okay, and on the other side, MAGA Republican, the U.S. Representative Beth Van Dyne of Texas, had accusations saying, no, this is not about border security. This is actually about treason. Listen, this is clip 12.
Biden is salivating at the prospect of some staggeringly horrible Senate compromise bill to enshrine that this ongoing disaster continues. You never give in when our national security is constantly being threatened by the traitorous actions of the executive branch.
Okay, the traitorous actions of the executive branch? Speaker Mike Johnson was on CNN talking to Manu Raju about the idea that killing the border security Ukraine funding bill was really in order to help Trump politically. And by the way, the reason people say so is Trump says so. This is Speaker Johnson.
The former president has made it clear that he doesn't want you guys to move forward on this. And judging by his comments, he clearly wants to campaign on this issue. Have you spoken to him about the Senate proposal? And are you simply trying to kill this to help him out in the campaign?
No, Manu, that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. The first and most important job of the federal government is to protect its citizens. We're not doing that under President Biden. We have only a tiny, as you know, razor-thin, actually a one-vote majority right now in the House. Our majority is small. We only have it in one chamber, but we're trying to use every ounce of leverage that we have to make sure that this issue is addressed. I have talked to former President Trump about this issue at length, and he understands that. He understands that we have a responsibility to do here. The president, of course, President Trump, wants to secure the country. President Trump is the one that talked about border security before anyone else did. He ran on, as you remember, building the wall.
Yeah, but again, are there things, first of all, to the extent that the wall was ever built, if it was such a tremendous panacea, a cure-all for the border, why did that wall that President Trump allegedly built, he only built a tiny portion of it, but why is it not working now? Does it take him sitting in a big chair in the Oval Office? Does that required for the wall to be so effective? And the fact that this immediate action that would be incorporated in the border bill, that has been rejected. Joe Scarborough was harsh on some of what he calls the cowards in the GOP who once supported this immigration bill. This is clip 13.
Poor James Lankford, one of the most conservative guys who criticizes Biden almost every day. on Twitter. You see him, and he's put together the most conservative bill on the border in a generation. Everybody says that. That's serious. And now you got these clowns going up there saying he's traitorous. Newt Gingrich goes on Fox News last night and says this is the worst thing that's ever, 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 ever happened. It's the dumbest, stupidest, this, that, the other. All because Donald Trump one day, they all liked the bill, and then Donald Trump said, don't pass a bill, it might hurt me politically. And now, traitorous, stupid.
Turn the car around.
True. Yeah, they turned the car around. How sad and how pathetic. Who are these cowards that will just completely comply with everything dear leader says?
And is there any...
And that, by the way, is it's not just Joe Scarborough, who is a former Republican member of Congress from Florida, but it is current Republicans and very outspoken conservatives like Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal. He has a column today which goes further in criticizing the current state of the Republican Party than I have ever seen a Gerard Baker, who's also one of the editors of Wall Street Journal, I've ever seen him take. The headline, Republican Submission to Trump Reveals the Rot Within. His former rivals bow and scrape, making fools of themselves and a mockery of their principles. Yes, including their principles on border security. We'll be right back with the secret controller of the destiny of America. What does she want for her country? We'll talk about who that is coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right now, there are serious people who believe that Taylor Swift is part of a conspiracy to preserve the Joe Biden presidency. Now, what's amazing to me is that except for a tweet that she sent during the riots and the unrest after the George Floyd killing in 2020, Taylor Swift has been relatively non-political. And she has, yes, helped the Kansas City Chiefs into the Super Bowl. So what will be her role in the 2024 race? There's a piece in the Daily Mail, and British newspaper, but still. It says Taylor Swift could sway 2024 election outcome, new poll finds, with a fifth, and they have fifth in big capital letters, of voters likely to back a candidate endorsed by the singer. It seems to me that it's very likely that those people were not going to be voting for Donald Trump anyway. I mean, so somebody out there who is a huge Trump fan, who is also a huge Taylor Swift fan and likely to be influenced by Taylor Swift, the piece in the Daily Mail says 18% of voters say they are more likely or significantly more likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Taylor Swift. And this election will see 8 million new voters in the U.S. electorate. That's people who have never voted before. And a total of 41 million Gen Z voters, many of whom are influenced by celebrities. Now, when they see that one-fifth of the voters are going to be influenced by Taylor Swift, I'm sure those numbers would be higher when it comes to younger voters, some of those Gen Z voters who are 41 million of them. This at a time when Joe Biden's margin over President Trump was a little bit more than 7 million votes. I do believe that it could have a big impact on the campaign if she endorsed President Trump. But given the fact that I assume most people who are big, big Taylor Swift fans are assuming that she is not going to be part of the MAGA movement. Taylor Swift could heavily influence the way Americans vote in the presidential election, with a fifth of voters saying they're likely to back a candidate she endorses. In a poll conducted by Redfield and Wilson Strategies for Newsweek, 18% of voters say they're more likely or significantly more likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Taylor. This election will see 8 million new voters, as we just mentioned. A total of 55% said that they were neutral and wouldn't be swayed in either way. There are also 17% who said they would be less likely to vote for a candidate backed by Taylor Swift, which could bode badly for Democrat Joe Biden. Okay, really? In other words, there is someone... someone out there who, if Taylor Swift endorses a candidate, you won't vote for that candidate? There is a comment by on Newsmax by Greg Kelly that is meant to counteract this influence that we're talking about. Listen.
I kind of have a problem, though, with the hardcore Taylor Swift fans. They are totally over the top worshiping this woman. Have you seen any of the pictures of her in concert? I wouldn't go myself. I don't do that kind of thing anymore. But I think what they call it is they're elevating her to an idol. Idolatry. This is a little bit what idolatry I think looks like, and you're not supposed to do that. In fact, if you look it up in the Bible, it's a sin. So,
okay, is there any idolatry going on right now for people who may be on the other side involving Donald Trump? I mean, really? There's this from Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon was speaking for Turning Point Action, and he had this to say. This is clip 7.
Is Donald Trump perfect? No. He is far from perfect, right? That makes him even more powerful. He's an instrument of divine providence.
Uh-huh. And in other words, how is it that he is more powerful because he's far from perfect? As an instrument of divine providence. The communications consultant James Haggerty said she has influenced popular culture, sports, the economics of entire regions of the U.S. Swift is in the class by herself. She is so talented. She is so popular and so ingrained in pop culture. No one is close to her. So maybe the answer here is I know that President Trump is looking for a running mate. Oh, the problem is you have to be 35 years old to be president. And I think Taylor is, what, 33, right? The one time that she apparently criticized President Trump was during the unrest following the killing of George Floyd. She sent out a tweet. Tweets still existed at that time. After stoking the fires of white supremacy and racism your entire presidency, you have never the nerve to feign moral superiority before threatening violence. When the looting starts, the shooting starts, that was something that President Trump had tweeted. We will vote you out in November, real Donald Trump, wrote Swift in the tweet. And you know what happened? They voted him out in November. Yeah, I know that's controversial, but President Trump did lose the election. In one Instagram story, Swift has urged her fans to exercise their democratic right to register and vote. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Her followers appeared to heed her advice, with the number of users logging on to vote.org skyrocketing 1,226% in the course of an hour. Columnist Rick Riley noted that Swift had 450 million followers on X, while her boyfriend Kelsey from the Kansas City Chiefs also had a significant fan base. He has not 450 million followers, but 5 million. This is extraordinary. And will this have an impact on the election? There's actually was an attempt, a serious attempt, I think, by ABC TV and ABC This Week, which we will be getting to. The attempt was to come to terms with the very, very deep commitment that people have toward President Trump and the basis for it. Because, again, you would think that people might be dissuaded by some of the adverse court decisions. There's another one where we're supposed to be getting a decision handed down perhaps at some point today, tomorrow at the latest. We'll see. But with all of that, what is the basis that people have for feeling, as Steve Bannon thunderously declared, that President Trump is even more powerful because of his imperfections and he is an instrument of divine providence? So what exactly is divine providence leading us toward? There's a selection of Trump voters who give an explanation to ABC. We'll be playing that coming up. And Nikki Haley appearing on very conservative TV outlet, not Fox, Newsmax, and continuing to go on the offensive against Donald Trump. And then the question about deterrence and whether the U.S. policies for deterrence have failed because of Biden mistakes. That and more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
This is ridiculous.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
It doesn't make sense.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.